Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, Sean Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. And we're in the middle of the Christina Liu Show. And at the break, we were just talking that next week, from 11 to 11:15, we're going to be having Nassau County Executive Laura Curran, and she's going to be giving us a COVID update. I mean, there's a lot going on, and stations are being popping up all over. We're fighting this thing. We're winning the battle. There's no question about it. I don't have the exact number of people that have been vaccinated, but I believe it's somewhere in the 100 million range. Or if we're not there, we're close to it. We still have a long way to go. And nobody.
Yeah, but it's so in the right direction, which is
going in the right direction, but you still have to be safe.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have to wear your mask and you got to be conscious of the other person. But that's the kind of stuff that we're going to try to bring to your attention. And Laura's going to be here. And that's how we'll be starting off the Christina Liu Show, is with, you know, Laura and then to Christina.
Cool. I'm excited.
It's going to be good, Christina. I think it'll work out nice. Laura was very happy. And it's an important subject.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, and I think, you know, I'm not saying that it's just cool to be on this, you know, listen, we're a year in. We were just talking earlier during the break that this is like our second St. Paddy's Day, you know, virtual. And it's, you know, here we are, you know, we're kind of starting that year again, you know, and listen, it's great. It's uplifting, you know, and that's the nice thing when I get these positive alerts on my phone saying, you know, Cuomo has changed the travel restrictions. You know, you don't have to quite. So it's like you hear these things that are giving, you know, restaurant capacities opening, you know, so it's all these little things that, you know, and those are the kind of alerts I like to get on my phone. And I love to like share that with my family, like, see, things are getting better, you know, and it's just, you know, it's these little glimmers of hope that I think we all certainly need. You know, my rainbow is still a year later on. I'm staring at it right now, you know, in front of me on my big kitchen window, because I started to get a little superstitious. I was a little scared to take it down. I was like, I don't know. And I'm normally not that way. I was like, Jay, I'm not sure. I just feel like maybe we should leave this up. So Jay's like, well, listen, it goes with the St. Patrick's Day theme. So clearly Jay's been with me for a long time that he's realizing that the rainbow goes with my whole St. Patty's vibe right now, which is very nice. But I think that it's great because, listen, from the beginning of this, we've been fortunate enough to, you know, give out our information that we're getting from the town, plus have all these different, you know, government officials on that we're giving firsthand information about stuff. And the fact that, you know, Laura Curran can come on and do that too, I think it's just part of the whole, you know, journey of how things have been going. So
it's tremendous. And even in North Hempstead, I know, was it 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, so we've been quite busy over at North Hempstead. I'm still like in a blur. You know, there's just, it's been a good, you know, all good stuff, but very intense and busy because we were fortunate enough to have three different pop-ups for vaccinations that were given out over the past 2 weeks. So we actually, it was over, I think, 1,100 people received vaccinations, which was amazing, you know, especially for the fact that our turnaround time was like 2 days of getting all those people there and figuring that out and coordinating it. So it's great. And I'm sure there's going to be more. So it's just it's good stuff, you know, and I have to say North Hempstead has and continues to be at the forefront of just, you know, innovative and connecting to the communities. It's just really, it's a cool place to work during this time because you really are making a difference and it's really just, it's good. So.
Well, you say a cool place to work, that really registers because Project Independence deserves a tremendous amount of credit during this time. And that's, Project Independence is not a soulless entity. It is made up of people like you, nurses, social workers, who reach out and do a lot of great things. And I don't think people realize how much gets done. I don't even realize it. But I know every day, all day, people are in contact with people who need help. And that's a great thing.
I know. And we left because I feel like sometimes we don't even realize what's going on, you know, until it's like, you know, it comes time
Jane,
for.
Don't be, please don't say that. Don't know what's going on. We don't need
it's
to hear
true.
That.
I mean, there's so much. No, it's like, you know, you forget, you know, because it's like I said, a lot of these things come out of, you know, nowhere and it's all hands on deck and you kind of just go. You know, and that's why our whole team, and listen, we're a small team, you know, and that's what I really want to give credit to. We aren't like some massive entity. I mean, Project Independence is probably like a dozen people, if we're including the nurses and social workers, you know, we're not talking some kind of crazy amount of people, you know, and I think that's my favorite part about doing these, you know, yearly recaps and whatnot, because that's a time to kind of reflect and be like, oh my God, like, look at all we've accomplished during a pandemic.
I need to interrupt you because I don't want this thought to slip my mind. But now I've been involved X number of years with Project Independence and then with the radio show, etc. But the most important thing, I just lost my mic for a second, that's why. But the most important thing that I have to acknowledge for anybody watching or listening is staff has not really grown. And we're over 15,000 members.
Yeah.
Programs are basically 24/7 almost with TV, with radio, with Zumba and every other thing that you do over there, but we're not adding to staff. And so from a fiscally conservative supervisor that we have, the Judy Bosworth, you guys are just tremendous because you're getting it done and we're maintaining tax efficiency for the population of North Hempstead. Nothing but congratulations to everybody over there. And yes. I just, listeners have to realize that you guys do the job and you do it well and you do it efficiently. And, you know, that's it.
It's not a government bureaucracy. It's a team of a dozen people who are very committed to the mission of this program. And they deserve a tremendous amount of credit. You know, people may look and think government. Well, this is government at its finest, in my opinion.
No, and it's just great. You know, like, listen, and I've been fortunate enough that when I started with the program, I was just, you know, a baby in my career. You know, I was literally just starting out. I was interning. I knew I wanted to work with seniors. And that's really just, and just to be with this program that started and just to see the evolution of things. And I think, you know, Otto's right. You know, Otto's been with us. He knows it was very hard in the beginning. It's gotten certainly better because Project Independence has become more of a known thing and program as we've expanded. But in the beginning, it was like, no, you're government, like, you're gonna like rat me out. You know, it became like this, it was this fear that people had, you know, they just, I mean, like, look at it, Otto, what we went through with the Pioneer, people like, oh, throw it in the garbage. It's like some political, you know, garbage or whatever. So it just, it's, but it's evolved, you know, and we worked hard to figure out ways to do that, you know, and I have to say, the Pioneer is one of my other projects that I do. And that's something that's really evolved too over the years, you know, to figure out how to make it not look like, you know, just every other mailer from the government, you know, and that was something that the whole team and the town supervisor wanted to embrace too. And it's really just great. So stay tuned for your Pioneer because that should actually be coming soon.
You know, I'm going to jump in again. And this is just a compliment to Christina, who I love dearly, and so does Otto. If she gets involved with this, it's done wonderfully. It's done correctly. It's done with class. And the Pioneer is one of those things, the emails that go out, you know, and that's all. I just want to acknowledge, because I have to, she's like my daughter, how much Christina puts into stuff is just amazing. And everybody in the town is very, very fortunate for that. That's all.
Thanks, John.
Think we like Christina?
Thanks, guys. That's right. You tell them. You tell them all. Tell the listening people the truth.
That's why this show has evolved into the Christina Lee show, actually.
I love it. So great. But I also, you know, want to tell people, you know, as we say, like, there are so many things going on in North Hempstead. And if you just call 311 or 869-6311, you could ask anything, you know, and that's, you know, and that's a little bit what we were talking about too in the beginning, is that a lot of people just don't know how to start or where to begin or like what they're even looking for, you know, half the time. And I've been there. I know that feeling, you know, and the fact that we have this call center in North Hempstead that really serves as, you know, a one-stop shop. You know, we always say the fact that you could pick up that phone and say, you know, I need blah, 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 you know, and you know how many calls that we've received that someone will say, listen, I need my gutters cleaned. And then, you know, they get connected to a social worker. And then just in the conversation, so much evolves from that, you know, that they're, oh, I didn't know you did this. Oh, I'm looking for, you know, so it really becomes this thing, you know, and our social workers and nurses, I just can't say enough wonderful things about them all because they are so dedicated and such team players. And a lot of them have been, you know, here for so many years, you know, so there's real invested interests, you know, in this whole thing. And that's what made it a success. You know, it's that personal component. You know, it's especially when this whole COVID pandemic hit and everyone, you know, and seniors especially were trapped at home and scared and didn't know what was happening. It was the social workers and nurses. I mean, I received these calls and heard of these stories, you know, about really that they were the lifelines. You know, they were saying they were giving them the, you know, accurate, up-to-date information. They were easing their fears, you know, connecting them to food and to the prescriptions. You know, it was really became this kind of village mentality of, you know, helping that senior and connecting all these pieces, you know, so it's just to know that you're making a difference, you know, in people's lives. And I feel, you know, that, listen, I wish there was a way to quantify that. You know, I'm the queen of trying to quantify all the work that we do. But unfortunately, a number just doesn't quite do it justice, you know, most of the time. So I just have to say to the Project Independent social workers and nurses, they are just, you know, amazing. So,
well, I think a big thing is the fact that there's a continuity of people. There's been very, very low turnover of people throughout this whole process. Right. And that includes, like, from the top, yeah, Paula, sure, Rebecca, and, you know, who are, like, Paula's in the background. People probably don't hardly even know who Paula is, sure, a lot of them, but she's very instrumental in having the, you know, the right attitude for this program.
No, she's, you know, and listen, she's my mommy, you know, she's my work mommy, I like to call her. And she, I mean, listen, she was my mentor. She's the one who trained me, you know, when I started. And the fact is, you know, it's just, and that's right, there are so many people that are just, especially her, who, you know, she oversees the whole social work nursing program, you know, which is huge, you know, so any, and listen, at a given day, you don't know what is going to be thrown at you. That's the thing with Project Independence. You know, there could be, like, all of a sudden a flood of, you know, really in-depth, rough cases, you know, that you need to figure out and get connected to immediately. So it's certainly an increase. And that's right, Otto. So kudos to the whole team over at PI. And it's just it's a great group of women. So I have to say,
it is.
I have to give them for a big clap.
We got to take another break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.